This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight Now, we bring you a discussion on announcement of election schedule in 5 states. The participants are Akhilesh Singh, political analyst, and Anubha Rautgi, anchor.
The Election Commission today announced the dates for assembly elections in 5 states, Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Telangana and Mizoram. Polling will be held in these states between November 7th and 30th and votes will be counted on December 3rd. Mr. Singh, there are many arrangements that the Election Commission has made for these elections, including focus on youth and special emphasis on making electoral rolls inclusive. What, according to you, are the most significant arrangements made by the EC to ensure free and fair polls?
See, the election commissioner's press conference was quite interesting. He came out with some encouraging details and data. First, it was about the increase in number of women voters, which is almost equal to male voters, which is very encouraging because the gender gap had been an issue for the country for a long time. And we have seen in these states, the mainstream states of North, be it Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, the gap has come down significantly, which is very encouraging for good society because equal participation of both genders is very important. And the way this gap has come down, this gap has been reduced, is quite encouraging, quite good and healthy signal for democratic country, especially in states like Rajasthan, where this issue, this gender issue has been major and it was being considered as a major bane on society because the gap was quite huge. So we can say that gradually we are leading towards witnessing equal participation of men and women, which is very good for democracy. Another interesting development which was read out by Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar ji is that he has tried to reduce, minimize the dependence of poll officials on locals for logistical issues, which is really healthy because if you rely on locals, if you seek any help, there could be allegations against poll officials that you have taken favor from a local, maybe candidate or a party. So he has tried to arrange all, the EC has tried to arrange all the logistics for the officials who are going to visit to local places, which is, and also special arrangements have been made for elderlies who cannot go to polling booths. Different categories have also been earmarked of voters, which is again good, and this entire exercise is being executed to ensure or maximize the voter turnout.
What about the focus on youth? Because we are seeing this, the first time voters are going to turn out in a large number, and the EC is also emphasizing, it is also focusing on the youth this time.
This is one of the biggest advantages our country has. If you look at the age of voters, I think India has the highest number of youth voters who are less than 30 years of age. So again, if we are talking about a developed nation, a better future for the country, participation of youth in political system is very important. So if they are taking part in electoral process, it is really good because through this they can express their own ambitions, their own aspirations, and it will also reflect that which ideology, which party they have chosen for their future. So it is also good, it is also encouraging. The data which has come out in these 5 states is really encouraging because 1/6 of the state country's electorate will be participating in this entire elections, and major voters are the youth. So it is also encouraging and again a key factor in developing a healthy democracy in the country.
Now, these 5 states are the last set of assembly elections ahead of the 2024 Lok Sabha polls. Many people are terming these polls, are looking at these polls as a semi-final to the general elections next year. Do you agree with them or do you have a different perspective on this?
If you look at 2018 assembly polls in these states, BJP was incumbent in Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and Rajasthan. BJP lost all these states. Shivraj Singh Chauhan was chief minister in Madhya Pradesh. Raman Singh was chief minister in Chhattisgarh and Vasundhara Raju was chief minister in Rajasthan. BJP lost all these states and Chhattisgarh, they were defeated badly. So after a few months later in 2019 when Lok Sabha elections took place, BJP swept all these states. So I don't think there should be any comparison between state elections and national elections because issues are different, leaders are different, agenda is different. And I personally, I have seen that if you talk about state elections, local issues play more dominant role than national issues. Even the participation of or impact of national leaders is lesser than issues of local politics and how the local governments have performed. So I don't think there should be any comparison as far as 2023, these assembly polls and the upcoming Lok Sabha polls next year are concerned.
Now, as you very rightly mentioned, that the results of the assembly elections, the last set of assembly elections in 2018 and the Lok Sabha elections in 2019 were completely different. BJP lost in 2018, but it swept the Lok Sabha elections in 2019. So it's very clear that when the voters go to the polling booths, they are very clear about what they want at the state level and who and what they want at the national level. But the fact of the matter is, don't you think the BJP still has a certain advantage? Because whichever party is in power in the center, the policies, the actions taken by that party will also percolate down to the states ruled by it.
See, BJP has been consistently highlighting that how they about the advantage of double engine. Double engine means the states where the BJP is ruling, and obviously BJP has government at the center. So they have been trying to convince the voters that if you look at the execution of policies, the proper utilization of funds, it happens in a better manner when both the governments belong to one party, BJP. So this advantage naturally will be with BJP, because now there have been so many decisions recently. This women's reservation bill was passed, then Chandrayaan. So many developments nationally have happened, and BJP has sent across a positive message that how the party at the center has performed. So there will be natural advantage for BJP as far as the states are concerned. And BJP has been consistently highlighting the advantages of having governments in the states as well as the center. So naturally, there will be advantage for BJP. But this is going to be decisive. It is too early to say, because we have seen in 2018, then also BJP had government at the center and they could not perform as per their expectations.
Recently, a caste census was conducted in Bihar and the report came out, and today the Congress has said that it is going to conduct a caste census in all the states ruled by it, out of which two are already going to the poll this time. Now, what role, if any, do you see this issue playing in these assembly polls?
Congress's stand is quite contradictory if you look at their past. Into 1992, when Mandal Commission report was implemented by VP Singh government, at the center, it was vehemently opposed by Congress. If you look at the statement of Rajiv Gandhi, who was leader of opposition at that point, he had apparently said that this is divisive, this is going to divide the society and a turmoil will be created across the country. So he had opposed it tooth and nail. Still, this was executed. It will be difficult to Congress to justify that what has prompted them to change this, their stand, which they had taken when Mandal Commission report was implemented. So when you are making these ideological changes just before elections, it will be difficult to convince voters that this agenda is not politically motivated. So I don't think to what extent it is going to play in these elections, because to counter this narrative, Prime Minister Modi has been talking about if the biggest caste is there, that is of Garib, that is of poor, and he is talking about the initiatives of the welfare initiatives towards the poor, the underprivileged, and trying to convince voters by highlighting the empowerment schemes initiated by his government.
Coming to the three states which are going to polls, the Hindi Belt state, Rajasthan, Chhattisgarh and Madhya Pradesh, we have seen in the last few years that the voters have alternated between Congress and the BJP. So given this kind of a pattern, how important is this, you know, how significant is are these elections for both these big parties?
Quite interestingly, first and foremost, this India alliance which Congress and other parties have formed. Interestingly, the alliance has no relevance in all the five state polls are going to take place, because most of them are bipolar. These are bipolar states between Congress and BJP, and Rajasthan has a long, almost three decades of trend that incumbents lose the elections every 5 years. So these are bipolar elections. The alliance has no role to play, but yes, it will matter a lot for how future of these parties is going to shape up in coming elections, because it will also be important to boost the morale of their cadres. If you are ruling, If Congress wins some other states after winning, then definitely it will give boost their morale, because the way they have suffered defeats in Lok Sabha elections in 2014 as well as in 2019, if they do better, definitely it will be boost to morale of their cadres and they can expect of doing better. But if you look at the records of Rajasthan, there has been a tradition of change every 5 years. This is also first time that BJP is going without a face in Rajasthan and Chhattisgarh. Chhattisgarh, obviously, Chief Minister is from Congress. Rajasthan also, Chief Minister is from Congress. But Rajasthan has a long history of BJP projecting as Vasundhara Raje as her party's face. Before Raje, it was Bhairav Singh Shekhawat. But first time, party is talking about collective leadership. So they have taken a calculated risk of highlighting the Sangathan organization and the cadres than projecting one person. It is too early to say how it is going to reflect in terms of their performance. But yes, of course, BJP has taken risk of not highlighting any face in Chhattisgarh and Rajasthan, whereas Congress has chief ministers in both these states.
Now, irrespective of which party wins which state, but the fact of the matter is the number of seats that each party wins in these states, it will definitely affect their strength in the Rajya Sabha. Not only that, it will also have a bearing on their negotiating strength with their allies ahead of the Lok Sabha elections.
That is true. And Rajya Sabha will be very important even for BJP, because BJP has to rely on so many regional parties when it comes to two-third majority. If you look at the recent bills which needed two-third majority, constitutional amendment bill, that was women's quota bill. So they had to rely on a few regional parties like YSR, CP, BJD. And they will also try to win these elections, which will reduce their reliance on regional parties. On the other hand, if you look at Congress, definitely they will try to assert and demand more seats for themselves when they talk about contesting the Lok Sabha polls next year, because this alliance is of 26 parties and there are states like West Bengal, Maharashtra, where Congress will have to forge alliance, go with these allies. So negotiating power of Congress will definitely increase if they do better. So in that context, definitely polls in five states are quite relevant.
Coming to Telangana and Mizoram, in both these states, there is a regional party which is in power. In Telangana, we have the BRS, mm-hmm. which is headed by KCR. And in Mizoram, we have the MNF. Now, coming to Telangana, the BJP and the Congress have been trying to get a foothold in this state since the inception, since the creation of the state. How important is it? Mm-hmm. And we have seen that the BJP has been trying very hard. Last week, the Prime Minister was there. Tomorrow, Home Minister Amit Shah is going to be in Telangana. How important are these elections for the BJP and the Congress to get a foothold in these states of Telangana and Mizoram?
BRS has had a long spell of governance. Since formation of government, they have been ruling the state. So there is naturally a sense of anti-incumbency, maybe fatigue also. So the other two parties, Congress and BJP, will try to capitalize on these factors. There will be a triangular contest that might be going, could be beneficial for BRS. But if you look at the recent polls, like Lok Sabha polls in 2019, then BJP won four seats, which happened first time. And also the Greater Hyderabad municipal polls, in which BJP emerged as second largest party. And there was a hung house, after which BRS had to forge an alliance with Oasis party. So you cannot say that BRS is going to sustain and retain its hegemony. It is too early to say. There will be triangular contest. Let us see how this turns out. But definitely, I don't think that the dominance of BRS will be maintained in this assembly election also. As far as Mizoram is concerned, we have seen the change in perception towards Northeast in past few years. The level of development, the focus, the funding which has happened in Northeast is enormous and quite significant, and the Northeast states are also being counted as mainstream states, because Prime Minister Modi himself has visited Northeast states for more than 55 times, and Union Minister have visited the states, Northeast region, more than 500 times. So these initiatives, these developments have definitely changed people's perception towards Northeast. The region has been in news in the recent past. So the outcome of results in Mizoram will be quite significant for national politics. Yeah.
Mr. Singh, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much.
You were listening to a discussion on announcement of election schedule in five states. The participants were Akhilesh Singh, political analyst, and Anubha Rohatgi, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.